This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Radio that you control, 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's me, Bonnie,
Nikki,
and Ian.
And going straight to the phones, we do have Ridley on the lines. Dave Ridley, what's on your mind?
Well, have you guys been following this lawsuit against the Keene, or against the Cheshire County Jail?
Which one was this?
So there's this guy who's claiming that they led to a situation where he got his leg broken.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I heard about this one.
Yeah, you guys already talked about this?
I don't know if it's been talked about on the air, no.
So what's interesting here, I think what the jail said about it was most telling. So according to the Keene Sentinel, quote, an incident report from the jail, which documents Tucker's leg injury, states that the pepper spray and taser were used as part of efforts to secure inmates in their cells. According to a jail disciplinary report, Tucker and three other inmates had violated several rules, including any organized activity that disrupts institutional security, unquote. So, I like to say, by their grievances shall ye know them, right? So if the guy had slugged somebody, they would just say he slugged somebody, right? Then you have a grievance there against him. But if they say something like any organized activity that disrupts, they're talking about nothing probably, or like just violating a rule, or trying to start a union or something like that that's protected, right?
Hard to say, but yeah, I get what you're saying. They're being very vague.
There's this other passage that, quote, responding to a reporter's right to know request for records related to the incident, Aote said via email August 15th that documents related to individual inmate discipline are exempt under state law on public state law for public release, unquote. Exempt under state law from public release, unquote. So you're just saying, oh, we're not going to give you any information.
Yeah, that sucks.
Maybe the guy who's suing can talk about it himself?
He is at Concord now. I believe he's at the state prison now. So he was on, he was in sort of transitory situation from one jail to another when this, this incident occurred that broke his leg, which I guess he's still got screws in it. He's still in constant pain. Now, I don't know. It's like the way they put it is like some kind of heavy object fell on his leg and broke it. It doesn't sound like, it doesn't sound like a guard just took a hammer to it or anything like that. But there was just some kind of an incident in where he got his leg broken.
No, I from what I heard, and which I did not look deeply into it, my understanding was the guards were the ones who contributed to the breaking of this man's leg. They are likely to pile on if somebody is making life a little more difficult for them. They will crank up the force. I mean, some of these guys, I'm sure, get off on it, on using force on these prisoners. But the fact is, when you're in their custody, they have you, they have the methods, they have the tools to make your life very, very uncomfortable. I mean, jail is not a comfortable place to be in general, but they can make it worse for you. And, You know, some guys have to learn that the hard way. I'm not justifying what was done to him, but I've seen the guards use escalating violence at the two jails that I've been at so far. I was at Cheshire County, this very same facility you're talking about, a decade ago for civil disobedience, and then 2 years ago I was at the Boscawen, which county is that? Concord, Merrimack County jail for 69 days. And there was some guy who was acting, I don't even remember what crazy stuff he was doing in his cell. Like, he kept on yelling. Night. Yeah, I think he was just yelling all night. And he wouldn't stop. And
Everyone else, because, like, Ian was complaining, like, he couldn't sleep because this guy is yelling all night.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's just a thing that happens in jail. You know, they bring in drunk people. They bring in people in all kinds of mental states, and they tend to make noise. But usually they calm down after some amount of time. This one just did not calm down, to the jailer's credit, they did give him many chances before they finally brought, like, the equivalent of the jail SWAT team in to essentially, I don't know if they hogtied him or what they did to him, but they went in there, and they went in there like five men deep. Like, they were lined up outside of the cell, ready to go in and put this man, you know, in some level of extra shackles.
And, you know, in just regular life, not just like in jail, there's just a certain type of person who's waiting all day for somebody to do something so they feel justified to hurt someone or yell at someone or, like, cut someone off, you know, like
in traffic.
Those
people are absolutely working at jail.
And those people are going to get attracted to go to jail so that way they can feel justified. Like, oh, this guy's yelling all night. Now we get to hog time.
Well, it's the same thing with cops, right? Like, those people love power, and they love having control over other human beings, and it absolutely makes sense that that kind of evil human being would want to be a correctional officer. I mean, you're literally overseeing people in cages.
Yep.
Yeah. Not justifying it, but these things happen, and we don't know the details here, so it's hard to really say one way or another, you know, who was in the right versus wrong.
I kind of buried the lead here. The guy's name is Antoine Tucker. Again, like, he's now at NH State Prison in Concord. And I believe I got the impression he was in jail on a drug charge. So that's another red flag here. Again, you know, what exactly has this guy done that's wrong? Because I'm pretty sure any organized activity that disrupts an institutional security is not necessarily unethical.
Indeed. Anything else, Ridley?
That is all.
All right, man. Thanks for the call. Appreciate
it. Thank you for the call. I just think it's a little weird. Like, just because somebody broke their policy doesn't mean that they did anything wrong to anyone else. So why can't we know what they did? It's a good point he brings up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we also have, it looks like we have Ricky, but, okay, yeah. We have Ricky from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Ricky, what's on your mind?
Thank you there, Miss Bonnie. Brother Ian, good evening.
What's on your mind?
Well, you know, it's an interesting one tonight, and it's a real topical one, huh? You know, and it goes back to something that now makes perfect sense. You know, many months ago, Speaker McCarthy, I want to call him that, made crazy Marjorie Taylor Greene from Georgia, one of the most powerful people in the Congress, put her on the Homeland Security Committee, put her on the Oversight Committee. He even said, I'm going to do everything to protect that girl. Now, that now makes sense. Raising the debt ceiling, when he got a nothing burger, he should have been fired. Reason why? At that time, the moderates didn't want her to be speaker, but here we are today. And what's going to happen now, I just heard her now gearing it up. See, the moderates now have had a new...
Gearing what up?
For her to become speaker, I'm going to tell you why. See, the moderates now are looking at this, what McCarthy has done.
What has he done?
We're raising, well, the problem is he got a nothing burger from Biden, you know, and they want to raise the debt ceiling. The problem is all this stuff's already paid.
What you're saying, is they raised, the Republicans cracked, they talked real tough, This was back in May when the whole debt ceiling thing was happening. They talked real tough, and they got. You're saying this guy got nothing in response from giving up or giving in on the debt ceiling. Is that what you're saying?
The MAGA people didn't play their card and fire McCarthy because at that time the moderates didn't want her as speaker. But times have changed. Reason why? Yeah, Marjorie Taylor Greene is crazy. She, you can listen to her. She don't even understand government. But you know what? Better than McCarthy, because I can say it. According to Brother Richie, and here's what it comes down to.
Why does it even matter, though? I mean, who cares if she's going to be the speaker?
Because here's the reason why. Because she could be easily manipulated and controlled, even though she's crazy.
Well, now, isn't that true for all of them?
Because she's a woman.
No. No, he really screwed up. And I'll tell you something else. I know how to get the money. See, there's nowhere to get the money, but I know where. And see, it started with the Republicans under Nixon with Big Pharma. And then it got paid off by George W. Bush. And you know what? The whole system, I'm talking the antidepressants, the antipsychotics, all that crap, cut off the SSI money. Cut it off. And there's no reason to give it out to anybody either. Now, these guys are bitching and moaning. I don't know how much raising is. Nobody knows, including the media. Maybe Congress, maybe Biden. I don't know. But I'll tell you what, that did give a big chunk of it. Now, he's going to get blown away.
Who?
You know, and McCarthy.
Blown away? What do you mean by that?
He's going to lose his job this time because they will take her as speaker over him. You know?
Now, is there any kind of motion in this way besides in Ricky's head, or are they actually talking about that?
Well, I've been watching the news, and I've been hearing McCarthy, and he's sounding real nervous. Now, I just heard a little bit ago, Marjorie Taylor Greene is now being called the leader of the House.
Well, as I understand it, you know, the people don't get to decide who the Speaker of the House is. That's the House members.
One of the things that McCarthy gave up, okay, to become Speaker. Now, Speaker Pelosi got rid of this rule. The rule reinstated is any member of the majority, for any reason, at any given time, can bring to the floor a vote to remove the speaker.
Okay.
Kevin McCarthy.
I just don't see why this even matters. I mean, these people are all a bunch of scumbags. Well, who cares?
The other thing is, how do you know what they want? Like, he's talking about, he knows what the moderates want, what the others want. I think they're just all in cahoots and do everything in unison on it.
They all want control is what they want.
Here's the important thing, the government shutdown. Mm-hmm. Now, the problem is, this is all 100% political. All this stuff was voted on, and maybe a little bit more. I don't know how much. I even gave a solution. But it's all political. And the MAGA people now being led.
Well, every time this happens, it's a nothing. You used the term nothing burger, I think, earlier. And every time this happens, it's a nothing burger. Every time they make a big deal about, the government's going to shut down. And then nothing changes. Huh?
It was even worse than that because he gave Biden unbelievable stuff. Biden could have his budget for an extra 2 years, and it's to be untouched. He gave him that, and he gets nothing. And see, the thing that's amazing is it's all political. Now, the government shuts down.
I'm kidding. It's all political.
Political.
I mean, it's the Congress, right? Shouldn't it be political?
It's politics.
Well, thank you for your call,
that's
Ricky.
Enough of that.
I just don't really understand. Caring about that stuff, that's all.
Yeah, I don't either. I can't understand being obsessed with the personalities in Congress. The only reason I know who Marjorie Taylor Greene is because she's somebody who's talked somewhat positively about secession. And actually, I think she used the word secession recently. No.
Maybe recently, but I remember
she's talked about a national divorce previously. But
she also characterized it in a way that I felt like she was taking over the idea and trying to turn it into something else. She talked about, like, making red states and blue states.
Yeah, she wanted to have two big federal governments, basically, and keep the military in place.
Yeah.
And it was just a ridiculous plan. But then recently, I believe she did use the term secession. I'll see if I can pull it up. But besides that, she's no more, you know, remarkable or unremarkable than any other thug.
She has a look that she just looks like a really, like, any like military wife.
She's like a big Republican lady or whatever. I think she's in construction supposedly.
She's like really buff and looks like she like fake tans or at least like spends way too much time in the
sun. I bet you there's a bunch of Republican guys that have a thing for her.
She's not attractive. She looks like she chain smokes. She's got like, you know, really fake blonde hair.
Yeah, all right. Here's the story from September 11th, a headline from Rolling Stone. Marjorie Taylor Greene says states should, quote, consider seceding from the union, unquote. So, you know, I'll give her credit for that, to actually use the S word. To put that out there and get people talking about it. There's something worth saying to that, and but it's like, you know, okay, if she becomes the Speaker of the House, it's going to be completely meaningless.
Yeah.
It will have absolutely no effect on anything.
I didn't know she wasn't the Speaker of the House, so I didn't know who it is.
A-hole.
I don't care.
Yep. Yeah.
Same thing, different person.
Well, speaking of the S word, we have Sarah on the line in New Mexico.
That was funny, Bunny.
Sounds mean. I didn't mean it mean, Sarah.
Hello?
Oh, I was going to say that the city of Albuquerque is being sued along with the restaurant that served the alcohol and also the River of Light by the family that had their 7-year-old got killed by the red light violator during the...
Why are they... Hold on. The family of a kid that was killed by a guy in the roads... Is suing
the city and the people who served the guy the alcohol who hit the drunk driver.
And also the biopark too. They threw them
the what
on the
park?
Red and white
biopark?
Too.
Biopark?
Yeah, the park. They were going to the River of Life. I think one of the bioparks they hold them responsible too.
Why? It just doesn't seem ethical to charge all these random establishments.
The thing is that they could have done more to make it safe for people to get to the River of Light, like putting lights, more brighter lights, the crosswalk, and the restaurant. They served the alcohol. They had them on film. And then they hid the surveillance cameras and the footage. And
just
so
more people who want to blame other people for something that one man did. There was one man who got drunk and got behind the wheel, right? And he crashed into this kid and killed him?
You know what? That's the only one that made a big notice. They've been running and...
But that's what the story was, right? Just one man. He killed this kid, right?
Right. Yeah, but the thing is, he's the one that got busted and got blown up.
So he's dead?
Running red lights and killing people.
Hold on,
just
to clarify, the man who killed the child is dead? He got blown up?
No, he's going to do it. No, one thing, he's got the publicity. Oh. They've been running red lights and
killing. But he's going to prison, right?
I think so.
Yeah, okay. Yes. So he's going to prison, but these people, they want money. Right? Because they understand that the guy going to prison isn't going to result in them getting a check for their dead son. So now they're going to go after anybody they can that has money in their pockets, including the shopping center.
The biopark, I looked it up. It's a zoo, a botanic garden, aquarium.
So
it's
down the zoo, shut down the aquarium, shut down the bar that sold the guy the drink because he never would
have
got a drink somewhere else.
What do they have to do with the zoo? So
I don't know. They're just trying to hit out at anybody they possibly can.
Because Sarah said that they didn't have good enough public lights in the road. How is that their problem?
It's ridiculous. I mean,
people should have lights on their car.
This is the irresponsibility of people to say that they can't just take responsibility and say this one person did this thing. But
was the kid in the road?
I don't know. Sarah?
Yeah, so the whole thing is, I am in support of these people. I wish I had a contact.
Why should
with
the
them.
Bar owner or the guy who sold him the drink be responsible for this guy?
Well, I think they're partly, but you know,
should they sue Toyota or Honda or whoever it was that the whatever car company was that this guy was driving? Is that their fault?
Sarah would probably
they probably should, because the car should have automatic brakes.
Well, they're putting that in right now, but I'm suing the city because they don't know. I don't know that we had red light cameras. They got rid of them.
and they should have brought him back.
Where was this kid at the time that this accident happened? Where was he?
Was he in the road?
Okay, this was he had the walk signal. They both had the walk signal, and they were crossing to get to the biopark.
Was it him and his dad?
Him and his dad were crossing, and they had the walk signal.
What happened to the dad?
He got injured, seriously injured, but he lived. But the kid got hit. And the thing is, only if they knew, they had, I didn't think they moved here after they got rid of the red light cameras.
Well, I hope that this family, I mean, I'm sorry about what happened to their son, but I hope they fail in their lawsuit. I don't think that other people should be held responsible for the acts of somebody who drinks too much. I mean, just it doesn't make any sense that the person who, you know, has lights on the road or somebody who served a drink at a bar should somehow be responsible for somebody else's acts. I think that is a bad habit that people have gotten into, was to blame other people for the actions of one individual who should. And now he should have to pay. I mean, that guy, he killed this kid. He shouldn't just have to sit in a prison cell for the rest of his life.
And get fed
all day. Right. He should have to pay this family some restitution for the damage that he did. They have a claim, valid claim against him and him alone.
Okay, what about all the other ones that killed pedestrians by running red lights, but they never got the publicity? They never sued like these family are doing.
Well, I don't know. Maybe some lawyer.
They're not suing him. They're suing the biopark and
the biopark and the city also. The city also, because they should have brought the red light cameras back before this happened.
I don't think this red light camera was going to stop a drunk man.
No, and no amount of lights on the road is going to help somebody who's drunk not hit some kid.
Yeah, there's probably like flashing lights if she's saying that he was had a walk sign at a crossroad, or at least you know, the reflective stuff.
Sarah, have you ever been drunk before?
No, I never have.
Okay. Well, then you don't know what it's like, okay?
It's not true.
Let me tell you something about being drunk, and thankfully I have not been drunk in some time, but I have been, so I know a little bit about what it's like. Your reaction times are slowed. So if you are driving a car and you are drunk,
you're not going to be like, oh, there's a camera, and you know what? They're watching me, and I could get a ticket. You're not going to be thinking all that
stuff. You're not
going to
think about any of that stuff. If a kid runs out in the road in front of you, and you realize it, if you're not too drunk, somebody's so drunk they won't even see it. But even if you see the kid and you try to react, you may very well be too late, and you may
well
run.
We don't know that the kid ran out in front of the car.
We don't know what happened. We don't know what happened, but we do know if this guy was drunk, his reaction times were slowed, and that's just reality. Having an extra light or an extra 10 lights on the road is not going to make a drunk's reaction time better. Sorry. And it's not the guy at the bar's fault. I understand there are a lot of people who want to blame bartenders for, quote, over-serving somebody. And I've never understood this.
Well, they did put a speeding camera after this happened by the intersection, really close to it.
Okay.
They're going to get the speeders
after
they kill somebody.
After.
Speeding camera there.
So what?
It's not going to stop it.
So they should have had the red light cameras there to stop all the red light violators. And this would have
irrelevant.
But she admitted, thank you for the call, Sarah, but you admitted there that it would only catch them after they killed someone. So it wouldn't stop anyone. So I don't really get what the point is. 603-283-6160. Got anything more interesting than the last two calls? 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
USA News Update. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell stressed the need for bipartisan agreement to avert a government shutdown and says the Senate will do what the House has not been able to do.
We're going to continue to try to reach an agreement, pass it on a bipartisan basis, and hopefully keep the government open.
The U.S. soldier who crossed into North Korea illegally is now back in American custody. North Korean state media announced yesterday that U.S. Army Private Travis King would be expelled from the country. King had been taken into North Korean custody in July after crossing the DMZ during a tour instead of boarding a flight back to the U.S. Bruce Springsteen is rescheduling the rest of his 2023 tour. The boss has been recuperating from peptic ulcer disease in recent weeks, and his doctor has recommended ongoing treatment for the remainder of the year. Dave Collins, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's talk radio that you control. 603-283-6160 is the phone number to get on the air live with us. 603-283-6160. And in the studio with you tonight, you've got me, Bonnie, Mickey.
It's Ian.
And we have a story for you about AI girlfriends. AI girlfriends are replacing the human woman. Right, Ian?
Well, it seems to be a thing these days. There's a story over at thehill.com where the headline is an opinion piece by someone named Liberty Vittert, who says AI girlfriends are ruining an entire generation of men.
Are all of them using that?
That sounds a little hyperbolic.
Yeah, it sounds...
But nonetheless, let's see what she has to say. I presume this is a she. Liberty? That sounds like a female name. The rise of virtual artificial intelligence AI girlfriends is enabling the silent epidemic of loneliness. in an entire generation of young men. It is also having severe consequences for America's future. We have talked on this show, I think with you on, Bonnie, about Japan, for instance, and the replacement rate, as they call it, which is the number of children that a couple would have or women will have in order to replace the existing population and grow the existing population. You have to have a replacement rate of two.
Yep.
You know, for a couple, you would need to have two kids in order to stay at the same level. If you have a 2.1 or a 2.2 or something, then that means you're having more children than currently exist people, so therefore you're going to be able to grow the population. The United States is below 2. I think it's like 1.7. Japan is like a 1.3. There's some places in the world where it's like 1 or 0.9. These are places where they're slowly essentially dying off. There are more people who are going to die than there are people who are going to be born, and that causes certain problems in society, certain problems with the economy, and that's kind of what they're... I think this person is coming from here. It's the idea of these younger generations specifically are getting, quote, into relationships with online artificial intelligence, and therefore they're not even, there's like, if there was no near to no chance that they would get a date before, now there's zero chance that they're going to get a date, okay, and possibly meet somebody and possibly have sex to have children at some point in the future. They're saying that the advent of AI is possibly going to make that even worse. So she says, how is it something that seems so ridiculous, a virtual AI girlfriend causing a crisis or future crisis among Americans? Well, with millions of users, apps have created virtual girlfriends that talk to you, love you, allow you to live out your erotic fantasies, and learn.
How could you possibly live them out?
Sexting.
That's not really living anything out.
No, it's not.
Well, if you have a strong imagination, I suppose.
Right. And learn through data exactly what you like and what you don't like, creating the, quote, perfect relationship. These virtual girlfriends can even be based on real people. One influencer created an AI bot of herself named Karen, then gained over 1,000 users, i.e. real boyfriends, in less than a week, and a wait list of more than 15,000 people.
Wait, so if it's...
Wow.
Did she just program it, what it will say and stuff, or what does it have to do with her?
I presume it was trained on her, but I don't know, you know, any details. I didn't look to find out where this exists.
So guys want to date Karens.
It's spelled C-A-R-Y-N, but yes, I guess it is a Karen.
Hmm.
So with these large language models like ChatGPT, which I'm sure you guys have heard of, maybe our listeners don't know, but ChatGPT has ingested essentially all of the text on the internet, and you can talk to it, right, and it can respond to you. You can focus a GPT or whatever, you can focus one of these chatbots on, let's just say you have your own blog or something like that, and you tell it to ingest all of that data, and then you can say, write a story about, you know, knitting as I would write it, essentially. And then it would just go ahead and use your style. It would have already figured out kind of how you write, and it would write a story. Purportedly, I've not tried this, but this is my understanding of how these things work. It should sound like you, because you trained it with your writing stuff.
It would honestly be kind of funny if you trained a chat GPT on freekeen.com and then asked it to make... stories that sound like they're from freekeen.com.
There's some way to do it. I don't know how
we should do
difficult.
That.
I don't know how funny. Difficult or easy it is, but it's probably easier than we think. So maybe that's what she did. I don't know. But essentially, she's got 1,000 guys, and why there's a wait list, I don't know. Maybe she just doesn't have enough server space to handle the other 15,000 that want to pay her.
Yeah, that was like my next question that was brewing. But first I was like, if it's AI, what does it have to do with her? Like, she's not controlling the AI.
She just presumably
made it based on her?
Yeah, set it and forget it, I think, is what's going on here. She created this thing, probably with some assistance or whoever. And then she's got some sort of a sign-up thing, and guys are paying money to talk to a fake version of her. An AI girlfriend might sound enticing. You get to connect with a super hot girl who listens to you and appreciates you 24/7.
And it's not a girl.
And that's the thing. Like, there's just so much missing to this that you need with that human relationship. But I don't know if, like, I know so many people who are so socially awkward now and have just developed all of these things from, I don't know, maybe playing too many video games or being on the internet too much, like not getting that social interaction. So maybe this would be better for them than having a real girlfriend if they're so, like, terrified of women.
Better for them in what way? Like, how would it be better?
Exactly. Well, just in their opinion, it would be better for them. Okay. I don't think, like, actually...
Like, they would feel better, you mean?
Maybe. Well, if they're terrified of women and or human beings...
Maybe if they could use it as a stepping stone, and it would be better for them, but it might also just make them worse by making them, like, uncomfortable. Oh, I am. I don't want to get any...
Yeah, no, I think it would absolutely make them worse.
Yeah.
But they just might like it more.
Yeah.
If they don't like people, probably.
Yeah. They'd like it more. Like, we had a waiter the other day. We, on our anniversary, went out to eat, and our waiter, he only looked up at the ceiling while he was talking to us the whole time.
You'd think that you wouldn't work in that industry.
Yeah, I know, but he was actually really good. It was kind of weird.
He wasn't a bad waiter. He just made near to zero eye contact.
Yeah, weird.
I feel like his kind of autism was probably, like, in a different, like, end of the spectrum where he was really organized because he was, like, good at being a waiter. And he didn't want the gold back. He's like, sorry, I don't collect things. And I feel like maybe...
I don't collect things.
Maybe really organized. He doesn't like having a messy home. He's afraid of, where would I put it? I don't have a place for that. Yeah.
Well, honestly, I respect that, though, because it's better than throwing it in the trash. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's... Well, let's go on, and we'll get into more of like what this could mean for these people who are interested in this. And if this is you, by the way... You want to admit to it? You want to talk about this? We'd love to hear from you. 603-283-6160. If you have an AI girlfriend, or maybe there's women that have AI boyfriends. I mean, the articles in the news always focus on AI girlfriends, but there's probably a smaller portion of women who are into this too, I presume. But anyway, they say here, beyond choosing physical attributes down to the size of her rear end, you can pick her personality. You prefer hot, funny, and bold? That's what she'll be. Or if cute, shy, and modest is more your cup of tea, she's got you covered. Yes, these are real attributes you can have your AI girlfriend embody. And to be clear, these aren't cookie-cutter chatbot interactions. By definition, the AI learns from your reactions and is capable of giving you exactly what you want to hear or see every single time. And they have come just at the right time to assuage the silent epidemic of loneliness that is hitting this generation of young men.
Well, how do they, if they are always giving you what you want to hear, how do they cater to the funness of an argument in a relationship?
The funness of an argument?
Sometimes it's just fun to start an argument.
I mean, yeah, and I actually know a lot of people who would agree with you. So I guess you could train it. To fight?
Yeah, maybe you could say
I don't know.
That you like that. But what if you don't know you like that? I don't know.
That's a good point. Yeah, how many of these guys have ever had a real girlfriend?
Yeah. Mm. There's just so many factors to human interactions and being in a relationship with somebody.
Right, like going through the good times and the bad times.
Well, and just like physical contact.
Well, of course.
I mean, like...
yeah, why does it matter how big your AI chatbot butt is?
Yeah, if you can't touch it.
Yeah, I mean, it comes off as very, very sad.
Yeah, it does.
You know, right out the gate, like it's hard to find this a defensible thing, but we'll see. Okay, we'll keep going here. So let's look at the hard numbers. More than 60% of young men between the ages 18 and 30. So we're talking about these are late millennials and Gen Z. Okay, the younger generation. More than 60% of them are single, compared to only 30% of women the same age. Now, I think the relevant question here is, how has that number changed over the years? What was it in the 1990s? What was it in the 2000s as far as, you know, men who are under 30, between 18 and 30? How many of them were single then?
What is it now? Sorry.
60%. More than 60% are single.
And I wonder how much COVID impacted that, because it's like, that was like a couple years of people's lives that they couldn't socialize as freely and normally.
compared to 30% of the women the same age. Now, this has probably always been true, or at least the discrepancy between men and women, if you think about it, right? I mean, it's the oldest thing, you know, for older men to have younger girlfriends. Younger women, of course, are going to be attracted to men with more experience and men with more money and things like that. So, I mean, that's not a surprise to see that younger women are more likely to be in a relationship than younger men. But how much worse is it now than it was 10, 20, 30 years ago? That's the relevant question. One in five men report not having a single close friend. Now, this, they actually give you some reference. They say that number has quadrupled in the last 30 years.
Wow.
So it was one out of 20 young men having only not even one single close friend. It is now one out of five. So that's,
I just wonder why, you know?
Well, now that is an excellent question. It probably has something to do with technology.
Yeah,
don't you
like
think?
You don't need a close friend if you hang out with people on Xbox every night.
Right, and do those people count? Like for whatever the survey, when they're asking these people, do you have a real close friend or a single close friend? Can you say your buddy who you're on Xbox playing Call of Duty with every single night is your close friend? Are you allowed to give that answer for this survey, or would they say, no, we need a real-life person that you have, you know, seen physically in the last, 4 months or something like that?
Yeah,
what's
the
qualification?
I would say no.
No way. That's not a real friend. Can you count on him to do anything but, you know, frag you or headshot you in the video game? If you show up at your funeral?
I do know people who have met other people on Xbox and then met them in person and become friends.
Yep, that's true.
But that's like a different fact. I'm assuming that's not typical at all.
And where did they meet? Was it at, you know, a video game conference or, you know, YouTube convention? The amount of social engagement with friends dropped by 20 hours per month during the pandemic and is still decreasing.
Weird.
Yeah, so it wasn't as though the, quote, pandemic ended and people just started going out again, apparently, or at least some of these people.
A lot of people quit working, and, you know, that's where I've made a lot of my friends
you
as an
people.
Adult. Like,
yeah,
just
absolutely.
People I worked with.
Yep. But it's still decreasing, so they didn't go back out. They just thought staying home was cool, I guess, and are still there. These young men are lonely, and it's having real consequences, says TheHill.com. They are choosing AI girlfriends over real women, meaning they don't have relationships with real women, don't marry them, and don't have and raise babies with them. America desperately needs people to have more babies, but all the signs are pointing toward fewer relationships, fewer marriages, and fewer babies. There were 600,000 fewer births in 2023 in the United States relative to 15 years ago. So you would think that with a growing population that you would have more births today than you would have 15 years ago, but instead there are 600,000 fewer.
Yeah, I'm actually not surprised by that at all because I know a lot of people who are no longer interested in having children.
Mm-hmm.
It has never been easier to get birth control.
Sure.
So many different kinds. Abortions, too. I mean, there are so many ways to not have a child. And, I mean, the economy... People can't afford to have a child.
Yeah, that's
I mean,
true.
You know, it's like when you can't even afford groceries for, like, yourself.
Right.
How are you going to get married, have a wedding, buy a house, have children? And it's just not...
Seems irresponsible.
Yeah, it's not feasible, you know?
I'm just once again asking the question why a country, quote, desperately needs people to grow the population. Like, why can't we just let people move here who want to live here?
Well, that would be the freedom solution, yes, to allow people to cross borders without having to beg for permission.
That language always just sounds dangerous to me. Like, sorry, we desperately need people to have babies, so we're capturing you and you're going to have babies.
Mm.
Yeah, it is strange. I mean, I get the, like, needing to reproduce factor of it for the future, but absolutely, yeah, I don't think the population's in danger, like, we need more people.
Why these specific people? Like, there are plenty of people from South America and Mexico that want to move here, so just let them.
Well, I agree. That would solve this problem, Bonnie, but they're not.
I'm sure they're having babies.
That. Yeah, absolutely. They are more likely, I think, to be doing that. But they're not doing that, and that's the same problem in Japan. That would also solve Japan's problem, which would be to open the borders and let people come there and fill those jobs that the Japanese do
they have,
not
like,
want.
Even more strict, I mean, immigration laws.
Yep. The number of children per woman has decreased by more than 50% in the last 60 years. So if your typical woman was having two children 60 years ago, there she's now having one. And again, I don't have the numbers. I don't know what the exact statistics is. Put another way, she says, we just don't have enough people to work. And therefore, we won't be able to pay our bills, not just to other countries, but to ourselves. Now, this is where she gets into what she considers to be the problem.
Mm-hmm.
We, quote, we spent more than $1.6 trillion in 2021 on Medicare and Medicaid. With the number of Americans on Medicare expected to increase by 50% by the year 2030 to more than 80 million people, but over the same period, we will have only 10 million more Americans joining the workforce. And that's just health care. In 1940, there were 42 workers per beneficiary on Social Security. Today, guess how many there are?
I don't know.
It was 42 workers per beneficiary, meaning there are 42 people working and paying into Social Security. Because remember, you don't get your money out of Social Security.
Yeah.
You get the younger generation's tax money who's working when you're retired.
Yeah.
You know, if Social Security is still there when you retire. But if you're retired today, you're getting the people who are working their money. It's a Ponzi scheme. It is not a lockbox. They're not locking away your money. So if it was 42 workers per beneficiary in 1940, what is it now?
I don't know. 10?
No clue. No.
Take a shot.
15.
2.8.
2.8. Oh my gosh. Well, and
that's crazy.
When you think about it, like the baby boomer generation is now heading towards retirement.
They're in retirement.
And yeah, a lot of
them are.
My
parents are in their 70s.
Yeah.
And people are living longer than ever, so there's probably a lot more old people now than when they were young and paying in.
Yeah. I mean, we just, like, don't have enough people to take care of elderly folks in the nursing homes and in hospitals and all of that. Never mind working in healthcare is awful, and most people don't want to do it. Like, it's not financially worth it to, like, make all of those sacrifices to work at these jobs, you know, so people don't want to work them.
Plus, if you can get a check from the government just for staying home.
Exactly.
Why would you want to go out to work? I mean, people like us, we actually have a work ethic, so we would do it. But there's a lot of people who just, oh, they'll pay me to smoke crack all day? Okay.
Yeah, literally.
And they'll do that. So 2.8 workers per beneficiary. Those numbers don't work. And that's why you've probably, if you've heard anything about Social Security, you know that it is insolvent. It is going to fail. They're not going to have enough money within the next, I believe it's 2030 is when they're expected, or like 2033, somewhere in the next decade. Social Security is no longer going to be able to pay out. And so that means they're going to have to do a certain, you know, few things. They only have a few options, right? They can raise the retirement age from 65 to 67 or 69 or, you know, 70 or whatever the arbitrary number, you know, they decide to choose. That'll shore it up for some amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
Let it keep going. They can lower the benefits, which they could also do, right? Oh, you used to get $2,000 a month now. It's going to be $1,500 or whatever it is,
yeah,
right? I don't know what the number is at the moment. But these are some of the things that they can do. They're probably not going to open up immigration and allow people to actually come here and improve the economy. So she says we're going broke, and the young men who will play a huge role in determining our nation's future are going there with AI girlfriends in their pockets. While the concept of an AI girlfriend may seem like a joke, it really isn't that funny. It's enabling a generation of lonely men to stay lonely and childless, which will have devastating effects on the U.S. economy in less than a decade.
I mean, I don't think that's what is wrong with the economy. I just really don't think so.
No, and I don't think AI girlfriends is going to, like, let's say AI didn't happen. I mean, obviously it was probably going to, but
yeah,
let's say, you know, different timeline, AI didn't happen. These same guys would still busy themselves with video games,
yeah,
or
porn.
Whatever. Yeah, porn. Or whatever.
I just don't think it's going to become as popular as she's making it sound, like an entire generation. Like, I bet I don't know anyone who's
doing
this.
That's way overblown.
That's totally ridiculous. And to blame the fate of the economy on AI girlfriends. I mean, like, come on. I can point out 100 other things that are wrong with the, you know, that are contributing to the demise of the U.S. economy.
Well, if anything, AI is going to be economically beneficial
because
it's going to help with automation and various different tasks that humans don't really want to do. It's going to certainly change the economy, I think, overall for the better.
Yeah. Especially considering, like, most people don't want to do menial jobs anymore.
I just don't think the answer is, like, well, we need to have more babies so we can tax them. Right. We need all of these babies to work so we can tax them.
And from this perspective, I almost am encouragement. I mean, this kind of is encouraging. Like, go ahead, get the AI girlfriend, sit around and be a drain, and then let's crash the system sooner rather than later. I mean, great. Let's Social Security. People need to know Social Security is not likely going to be there for you. If you are in your 30s today, or your 40s, or your 20s, or whatever, you shouldn't be planning on this.
Yeah, don't count on it.
Okay, and
don't they already actually openly admit that it will be gone in less than 20 years anyway?
I don't think it's going to be gone, but it's going to be insolvent, I think, is the terminology. You know, there's not enough money coming in to pay the money going out. So that'll mean they'll have to either raise the retirement age or lower the benefits or maybe just print the money and then pay it that way. And that would, of course, shoot inflation up even faster than it's currently happening. I mean, it's on a disastrous track regardless, and how they're going to deal with it, you know, it's going to be effed up because the government fails at everything that they try to do. So they're not going to succeed at failing saving Social Security. It's just going to make matters worse. But, you know, for all the hand-wringing about AI girlfriends, it's just, you know, what, like you said, do you even know someone that's doing this?
I mean, I feel like if I did, they wouldn't tell me, but
possibly.
It doesn't sound plausible considering the fact that there's, like, girls on the internet, on Tinder or whatever, that would be happy enough to at least talk to you. And that's all they're doing, talking.
Maybe.
We're at hologram levels where you can have a hologram girl in your bed.
The stats on Tinder, though, don't they show that most women don't, don't women date, like, the top 5% of guys on Tinder or something like that?
That's just some kind of weird incel statistics. How do you even know? If you go on there and like every
Tinder
single
has
one...
statistics that they come out with or something.
If you go on there and like every single girl on there that isn't really, really ugly, like, you're just not going to get anyone reply to you? Like, come on.
I don't know. Couldn't tell you.
I believe that you could. And either way, it doesn't have to just be Tinder. Like, there's Twitter... You know, you can just hop in someone's DMs and get someone to talk to you. All it is talking. It's not, and not even talking to a real girl. So I just don't really see why anyone would do this. What do you think? Do you want to get paid to sit around and smoke crack all day? 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live. We're talking about AI girlfriends.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.